Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. Hope for millions with vision loss. Virtual reality headsets allows legally blind people to see their surroundings and read. A new virtual reality headset could help people who are legally blind be able to see again. The wearable technology zooms in on whatever the user is looking at, dwarfing the large blind spots caused by macular degeneration, so that the spots essentially disappear. The makers of Iris Vision, created by scientists at Johns Hopkins, the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind, and UC Berkeley, say that it has helped restore people's vision acutely from 2400 to as high as 2030. They hope this technology will be a less expensive and easier form of treatment for people who are suffering from a multitude of vision disorders. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is the leading cause of vision loss for those aged 50 or older. According to the National Eye Institute, the condition occurs when the macula, an oval area near the centre of the retina that allows for sharp vision, becomes damaged. Sufferers will experience blurred vision or even blind spots in their central vision that may grow larger. Treatments include medications that stop new blood vessels from forming in the eye, as well as laser therapies that destroy abnormal blood vessels. Those with AMD have a hard time performing everyday activities, whether it's reading or holding a conversation with somebody. Iris Vision works by using software uploaded onto a Samsung Galaxy S7 or S8 to record what the user is seeing and displaying the image in real time. The user can also zoom in on a specific part of the image without their peripheral vision being distorted, which allows the blind spots to shrink to such an extent that they are essentially disappear. The technology also allows user to seamlessly transition from reading a newspaper to focusing on a person's face without needing to adjust any settings. This teacher really did go the extra mile for a visually impaired pupil. Christian Hebron, a teacher at Percy Headley School in Killingsworth, raised money to help a student who was unable to read because of failing eyesight. This teacher went the extra mile to help a pupil who is losing her sight, and he is now in the running for a top award. Christian Hebron, a teacher at Percy Headley School in Killingsworth, wanted to help an 18-year-old student, Jasmine Steele. Jasmine has Kabuki syndrome, which causes development delay and has total retinal detachment in one eye. She has always had severe sight impairment, but this has deteriorated over the past few years. As a result, the teenager, who loves books, was unable to read. However, Mr. Hebron, 48, of Tynmouth, who was Jasmine's class teacher for a year, helped to raise nearly £1,000 towards a special machine that is now allowing the youngster to read once again. He raised the cash by cycling coast to coast and walking the Hadrian's Wall route. The remaining cost of the equipment was raised by charity Smile for Life and its partner UNW. And when the life-changing device was presented to Jasmine, she was overjoyed. Now Mr. Hebron's efforts have earned him a nomination in the Champion Teacher category of our Chronicle Champions Awards. He said he was stunned to hear he had been nominated. "It's a big surprise," he added. "This is something I just did really for Jasmine. She loves reading and is very bright. But she was having problems accessing the reading and learning due to her eyesight. It became apparent that she could learn a lot more if she could get the equipment. She was being held back purely because she didn't have the right equipment. From then on, I thought I needed to do this." The Kinect 12 electronic magnifier, produced by Humanware, was given to Jasmine earlier this month. Mr. Hebron said, "I was absolutely ecstatic. It was just amazing to see the shock on her face when she realised she was getting the equipment." This week's tip of the week is all about helping the visually impaired get into the workplace. Tip 1. Applying for jobs. Whilst applying for jobs, it would be helpful if you disclose your disability, as this should enable the employer to understand your requirements and needs. During the application process, ensure you include details of any assistive aids that you use or may need provided. Tip 2. Preparing for interview. If your application is successful and you are invited to an interview, ensure you research the company. You need to make sure that you know how to get to the interview and that you have some prior knowledge of the company. If you're getting public transport, make sure you plan lots of extra time in case there are any delays. Tip 3. Starting a new job. Starting a new job is nerve-wracking for anyone, and it is important that you feel comfortable within your work environment. Your new colleagues should have been made aware of your disability by the employer, and they should also be aware of some of the challenges that visually impaired people face on a daily basis. It is important to become familiar with your working environment and exploring the building during your free time to ensure that you become familiar with stairs, furniture, etc. Tip 4. In the workplace, if you work for a large institution, such as a university or government department, they might have a specialist disability officer who could help with any concerns or queries you may have. Check this by researching online or ask another member of staff. Don't be afraid to remind people if you need something, provided in your format or any extra support. For example, if you're going into a meeting and you need a large print handout.